Today we'd like to see the title of God Reigns in Psalms chapters 22 and 23. To the souls on this online read through podcast or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in chapter 92, verse 1, it is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. What does it mean and what can we learn from here? Question 2, in chapter 92, verse 7, when the wicked spring up like grass and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. What does it mean in the context and what can we learn from here? Last question in chapter 93, verse 1. The Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed. He has girded himself with strength. Surely the world is established so that it cannot be moved. What does it mean in the context? And how can we apply it to our lives? Psalm 92 is a joyful song of praise to the Lord. It is written by a known author and was an important part of temple services on the Sabbath, Saturday. It was also sung on the second day of the Feast of Tabernacles. The entire Psalm 92 is dedicated to extolling God, lifting up God, is full of praise for Him. Psalm 92 is a short, beautiful psalm. Like Psalm 92, it is entirely devoted to praising and celebrating the greatness of God. Question 1. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. Thanksgiving centers on recognizing our blessings and expressing daily gratitude to God. While it is a good thing to give thanks, it is a tragedy that we often take God's goodness for granted and fail to acknowledge His work. The Bible, specifically Romans chapter 1, 21, warns that a lack of thankfulness, failing to glorify God or be grateful, may be serious enough to incur His wrath, highlighting just how essential gratitude is. When thankful becomes a consistent, integral part of our lives, it fundamentally changes our outlook. We grow to be more positive, gracious, loving, and humble, proving that continual thanksgiving is vital, not just a one-day-a-year holiday observation. Cross reference here. Verse 2, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp with harmonious sounds. The text is referring to worship in the sanctuary, the temple or church that includes the use of musical instruments. Verse 4, for you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. It is thrilling to watch God's work, hearing the testimonies of what God has done or is doing is incredibly exciting. These stories make our hearts rejoice and inspire us to praise the Lord with thanksgiving. They make you want to exalt Him and just overflow with celebration for His works. Verse 5, O Lord, how great are your works! Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. The foolish person doesn't understand the value of being devoted to God. They don't see why it's important to thank the Lord and praise his name all the time, both day and night. Verse 7, when the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. A common question raised in the Bible is, why does God permit wicked, blasphemous, and morally corrupted people to flourish and succeed? The answer is that these people do not understand that their success is temporary. They are destined to be permanently destroyed. 8-9, but you, Lord, are on high forever, for behold, your enemies, O Lord, for behold, your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. God is everlasting and eternal. He stands in sharp contrast to the wicked, who will perish forever. Verse 10, but my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. The term unicorn, found in some translations, is actually a pure translation. The original word actually refers to a wild ox. 11, my eye also has seen my desire on my enemies. My ears hear my desire on the wicked who rise up against me. The day of judgment is coming, the time when God will judge everything righteously. On that day will witness God judgment fall upon those who oppose my work in Christ, those who try to strike down the righteous. Verse 12, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. To flourish like a palm tree means to be tall, beautiful, and long-lived. The psalmist used this image to describe believers as upright, strong, and steady, meaning they are unmoved by the difficult winds of circumstance they face. Anyone who places their faith firmly in God can possess this kind of strength and vitality. 13, those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. We flourish because God has planted us in his house, in his kingdom. Verse 14, they shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourish. Elderly believers have a wealth of spiritual experience. Many have spent their lives meditating on God's word day and night, like the priest describing someone, or have been renewed daily through their relations with the Lord. For this reason, younger believers should pay attention to the elderly to help with their own spiritual growth. Verse 15, to declare that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, there is no unrighteousness in him. This verse is a strong praise celebrating God's goodness, upright strength, and righteousness. This psalm focuses on declaring his wonderful love, grace, and great things he has done for his people. It is entirely devoted to proclaim God's marvelous love, grace, and great works toward and on behalf of his people. Now, Psalm 93. The Lord reigns, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed, he has girded himself with strength. Surely the world is established so that it cannot be moved. This passage begins with the powerful declaration that the Lord reigns over everything he has created. In the technical sense, God's sovereignty is absolute. Nothing happens without his laws. For instance, Satan's rebellion and continued existence, and even human rebellion, are all tolerated or allowed by God as a part of his total control. God's purpose in creating us is for meaningful, loving relationship with Him, and to make this relationship real, He grants us free choice. For this choice to be genuine, there must be alternatives, which is where Satan comes in, offering attractive choices that appeal to our sinful desires. Therefore, while God reigns over all creation, He allows individuals to rebel against His authority, and allows them to tolerate, and refuse to let Him reign in their personal lives. Verse 2, your throne is established from of all, your throne everlasting. In the beginning, there was only one government of God's in the entire universe. That unified rule lasted until Satan exercised his free choice, declaring his rebellion by saying, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, I will be like the Most High. Isaiah 14:14. During the floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The awesome powers of nature, like Niagara Falls, are used as a figure of speech, such as a flaw, to demonstrate God's strength. In other words, the incredible force of nature mirrors the overwhelming power of God. Verse 4, the Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, than the mighty waves of the sea. Imagine the sound of powerful floods rushing through canyons, crashing against rocks, creating a loud roar. The psalmist uses this picture of nature power to show how great, mighty God is. Your testimonies are very sure. Holiness adorns your house, O Lord, the forever. We are commanded to be holy because the Lord is holy. According to God's word, this means we must never use unholy or immoral methods to achieve a righteous or holy goal. The way we act must match the goal we are trying to reach. The cross-reference right there. We are continuing to keep on prayers, all missionary report. So also we are praying for the published book. Right now, federal government is shut down, so that is publishing delayed because we do not get piece of Congress numbers. Each book has Congress numbers yet. So keep on praying for them to expand the kingdom of God. Let them know God's word more and more. So let's sing together Maranatha song on the shore.